This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, I'm dying laughing here. Can the Democrats not see through this National Guard police takeover in D.C.? Donald Trump is pushing their buttons, knowing they will react exactly as they did. The American people know Democrat cities are crap holes filled with major crime. They know Democrats can't govern. It's why people have fled them by the millions. We've done all those moving van stories. Americans know this. Donald Trump knows that if he offers to, for free, clean up these cities, what normal American wouldn't want their city cleaned up of crime for free? And Democrats aren't normal Americans. Donald Trump knows they'll scream bloody murder, want to keep the criminals on the streets, call him a dictator, all because he wants to clean up crime. And the American people will see this. They will see that Democrats offer no alternatives. They just want to keep their illegals. They just want to keep their criminals, who they value more than Americans. And that the Democrats, Trump knew, if he did this, like this takeover of D.C., that Democrats would step right up and play the exact part he wanted them to in the script. And they are. It's glorious. They have no self-awareness. Democrats don't. It's their Achilles heel. And Trump is killing them. And they don't even know it.
Today, the nation's capital is once again in the national spotlight. There was the deadly shooting overnight in D.C., and it's putting the president's crime crackdown front and center. The shooting happened in D.C.'s Logan Circle neighborhood around 7 o'clock. That was only 9 hours after the president announced he's dispatching the National Guard, FBI, and ATF to beef up D.C.'s law enforcement response.
I'm announcing a historic action to rescue our nation's capital from crime, bloodshed, bedlam, and squalor, and worse. This is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back. When this will go further, we're starting very strongly with D.C., and we're going to clean it up real quick, very quickly.
D.C.'s mayor says D.C. is a much safer city now than it was during the pandemic or when crime reached record levels back in 2023. While she is pledging to cooperate with federal agencies, it's D.C. City Council who are still not on board. They put out a statement saying this is a manufactured intrusion on local authority. Violent crime in the district is at the lowest rates we've seen in 30 years. Federalizing the Metropolitan Police Department is unwarranted because there is no federal emergency. Now, the president's authority over D.C. is limited. Congress still has the final say on how long this crime crackdown may last. So while this is starting in D.C., the president says he's open to additional crime crackdowns in major cities like Chicago and Los Angeles. We heard from the mayor of Chicago on Monday who said if Trump were to send the National Guard to his city, that it would destabilize Chicago. Carly and Joey?
That would be the destabilizing factor. Got it.
Thank you, Carly. Boy, she's good.
I know I had to leave that little part in there. I couldn't resist. Yeah. Yeah, no, but really, that'll be the destabilizing factor. This is the Democrats saying the same thing that they say on illegal immigration. Leave our voters alone. And they want criminals out. They do not want them in prison because in prison they cannot vote for, say it with me, Democrats. So what you're watching here, and I opened the show with this yesterday, and other hosts need to begin to talk about it this way. I know some of you, because I go first on the East Coast, use me for show prep. Take it, steal it. This, what you are seeing right now, is not Democrat lawlessness. That's not what it is. That was in the 90s. It was terrible. This is something different. This is Marxism. This is the Marxist takeover of the criminal justice system. And in Marxism, think communist revolution in China, there are oppressor classes and oppressed classes. Criminals for Democrats, illegal immigrants for Democrats, are in the oppressed classes. They cannot be trifled with. They cannot be touched. Laws are barely applied to them, if at all. That is how it works. This is the mentality. A Democrat in good standing in one of these very liberal cities, Lee, would be extremely embarrassed. This is their culture. It's not American culture. It's Marxist culture. Would be extremely embarrassed, whether you're a judge or a prosecutor or a mayor, to be seen being tough on criminals. Because in Democrat Marxist thought and culture, you never crack down on an oppressed class. And if you're a member of an oppressed class because you're a criminal, then that simply means you're a victim. You do not get tough on the victims. Well, yeah, but the victim just shot somebody last night in D.C., literally had another fatal carjacking last night in D.C. That doesn't matter. They're just misunderstood. Look, if there is somebody shot somebody else, look, it's just because they've been victimized. And we have to try to understand that. Lee, it'll get to the point. If you let this go on a long enough line, that guy last night who murdered somebody will be let out on his own reconnaissance with no bail and allowed to walk around. You let Democrats do this, that's how far they'll go. And you got to stop it. And Trump understands what an emergency this is. I've been screaming about this like a broken record for the last 2 years, whether it comes to illegals or it comes to criminals. In Democrat cities, we are losing territory in the U.S. to this Marxist mindset. And it will, if we let it go too far, Trump understands this, Lee, it will take the military to take it back. It's going to take, and I don't even see National Guard versus the cartels. I don't even want to see that. I don't think those guys, I think it'd take the full core military. We're not even allowed to use them on our soil. We got to stop it now. And Trump made it clear yesterday multiple times during that press conference. No, we're just starting with D.C. to clean up the woke Democrat chaos.
This issue directly impacts the functioning of the federal government and is a threat to America, really. It's a threat to our country. We have other cities also that are bad, very bad. You look at Chicago, how bad it is. You look at Los Angeles, how bad it is. New York has a problem. And then you have, of course, Baltimore and Oakland. We don't even mention that anymore. They're so far gone. We're not going to let it happen. We're not going to lose our cities over this. And this will go further. We're starting very strongly with D.C., and we're going to clean it up real quick.
He was very quick yesterday, Lee, and I want you to chime in after this. He was really quick yesterday to say, hey, the first step we're going to take, and I agree with this, we're going to end cash bail. That's going to take federal legislation. Elise Stefanik, who is from New York, he's writing that legislation now. And that is, he's absolutely right. He said a lot of this, losing control of these cities on purpose, started with the end of, bail for cash. Some of the most egregious examples of that are in California, where quite literally, you go into the store, you walk out with a TV, you don't even run fast, right? Because who's going to stop you? As long as it's valued under $900 and some change, you're good. Now, if the police get there, they take the TV back, they bring it back into the store, and they hand you a little ticket with your notice to appear. Well, you just sit there on the curb, you wait for the police to leave, and you go back and get that TV till you got it. Because each one is a separate instance, and Democrats will couple this with delisting felonies. So now taking that TV is a misdemeanor. And guess what? The state attorney general doesn't prosecute misdemeanors for theft. Oops. So what is it? It's a free TV. What are they doing ultimately? Well, they're tolerating criminals, yes. But what they're saying is these are oppressed classes. If you feel entitled to a TV, that big corporation has one, you do not. That's not fair. If somebody else can buy it, they must have oppressed you. That's how they got the money. That's not fair. And we should have communism anyway. So go ahead and take that TV. Lee, that is the system they are creating. It is deliberate. It is not crime. It's Marxist redistribution. And it manifests itself as crime. And that is what Trump is saying. No, 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 no. We're not doing that anymore. I mean, you realize in some of these places, again, California's one, they don't even take them in. They leave them in the parking lot and drive away, and they go right back for the TV again. This is how it is. In LA, they actually, I'll never forget, I had an editorial, it's almost 2 years ago now, LA Times. Should you resist burglaries of your home, or is that morally wrong? This is where they are mentally. And our side needs to catch up. Catch up, catch up, catch up. This is not soft on crime. That'd be nice if we could go back to that. This is something else entirely. It's a disease, and it has got to be stamped out. We're going to have to do it at the federal level. And that's all I have to say about that.
Well, I think it's interesting. Of course, you're getting the Democrat leaders that are supposed to be responsible for the safety of the citizens of D.C. who are complaining about this and saying it's federal overreach and all this other stuff, although the police union in D.C., the Metro Police Union, have already come out in favor.
Yes.
And I do think that's interesting. The Metro Police of the District of Columbia mm-hmm. are agreeing with Republican Donald Trump, president, on this policy. And, of course, D.C. is a little bit different situation than other cities because,
sure.
You know, this is the Federal District of Columbia. The federal government still has some control over that. And he mentions these other cities. True, he could do some things along those lines, but he would have some other legal impediments to keep him from doing it. But I do think that this is sort of like the art of the deal. Once again, this is like the tariff thing. I'm going to impose this here. This is what's going to happen. The rest of you guys, you don't fall in line. Here's what's going to happen to you.
And the important thing here, too, Lee, is and this is absolute brilliance on Trump's part. He knows how they're going to react, and they're doing it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
They
yeah.
are literally speaking their part in
right.
the Trump script here because the Democrats are like, no, leave our criminals alone. No, 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 interference. We want to keep our criminals. And Trump is letting the country get a good look at that.
Well, and here's the other thing. I look at this from a political standpoint, too. Where is it that Republicans need help? In the large metropolitan cities. They need to see support from voters in the large metropolitan cities. If the biggest problem in large metropolitan cities is violent crime, and many times it is minorities that are the victims, guess what happens when the Republicans come in and clean things up?
This erosion of black support mm-hmm. for Democrats continues.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, Trump has gotten the highest ever support with black males. It is now over 20%. That doesn't sound like a lot if you're new to politics. But for Democrats to win, they need to pull about 90%, really 92 will solidly get you there, of the Democrat vote, male and female. Well, Democrats have plumb lost 20% of the black male vote. That's part of the reason Trump was able to win in a lot of these places. You keep this up, and Trump knows they'll scream, they'll yell, we want to keep our soft on crime policies, our Marxist policies, please, wah, wah, wah. And you know what? It'll erode a few more points.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few more points. This is brilliant politics. Why Republicans didn't do this years ago, I don't know.
Well.
Yeah. Well, so much going on today. There's so many angles on this DC thing. And Trump, and you know what? You know what I like here, Lee? A lot of Republicans, I think they're wrong. A lot of Republicans are gleeful over the destruction of these cities, saying, see, 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 everybody will see. Everybody will see who the Democrats are. And Trump's like, no, we're not letting them go. And I don't think we should let the territory go because
no.
we're going to have a lot of problems when we lose control
right.
of it.
Yeah.
And again, Mexico is a great example.
Mm-hmm.
There are no-go zones. They're completely in control of the gangs. The military can't even breach them because the gangs are better armed. We don't want that. Trust me. What we do want is what Trump is doing, showing America, look at the Democrats resisting as I try to clean up crime. It's brilliant. just brilliant.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, as Lee pointed out, he's right about this. This is, listen to this, folks. The head of the police union in D.C., okay, the city council's screaming, oh no, dictator's taking us over. He's coming after our poor criminals, our most highly valuable, because a lot of them are illegal immigrants too, our most highly valued members of the Democrat Party. We have to let them roam free. It wouldn't be fair. And they're screaming dictator, D.C. council, because they're all Marxists too. They're on board with the Marxist revolution that's going on in law enforcement in D.C. But what about the guy who represents the cops? What does he think? His name is Gregory Pemberton. He is the chair of the D.C. Police Union.
We completely agree with the president that crime in the District of Columbia is out of control and something needs to be done with it. We have to go back to how we got here, though. In 2020, the D.C. City Council passed an enormous amount of legislation that handcuffed police officers, exposes them to administrative, civil, and even criminal liability, even when they do their jobs properly. And now, 5 years later, our authorized sworn strength is 4,000 sworn police officers. We currently have 3,180. So we have more than 800 vacancies for the position of police officer. And the way the department makes up for that gap is through 2 million hours of mandatory overtime every year. So the fact that we need help from federal law enforcement and maybe even the National Guard, it shouldn't come as a surprise. And we agree with that.
Okay. Democrats, when I say this is a Marxist policing philosophy, you are watching a Marxist revolution in many of these cities. D.C. is ground zero. This is former Federal Assistant Attorney General Coley Stimson explaining how Democrats rigged the system. This is the other side of the dual justice system. On one side, Trump faces 700 years in prison for really wrongthink, that only by a miracle and the most incredible luck I've ever seen, I think it's hand of God, Trump got out of it. Okay, 700 years for Trump. This is the other side of it, how the D.C. Council rigs the system so that the most valued Democrats, illegal immigrants, and criminals don't have laws apply to them at all. And it was on purpose, folks. They want the gangs taking over. It's the goal.
Look, there's three parts.
And again, this is former U.S. Attorney General Coley Stimson explaining this.
Look, there's three parts that he has to focus on. The front end, yes, arrest people who are committing crimes. But the middle end is resource the U.S. Attorney's Office, where I used to work, lower the decline to prosecute rate, handle gun cases in federal district court, especially these felons who are all prosecuted in Superior Court, with 1% get a prison sentence. And then on the back end, make sure you put good judges on the Superior Court. If you don't fix all three, the problem's going to remain. I mean, the president can certainly, I mean, he put Jeanine Pirro in. She's going to be a great prosecutor. She has a great track record. But, and he can appoint 10 more judges to the vacancies on the Superior Court. But the D.C. City Council treats 20-year-olds as juveniles. And so the D.C. City Council's to blame here. In Maryland and Virginia, the age of responsibility is 14 or below.
Right. So the gangs send the juveniles in. The council knew that would happen. They knew that would happen. Common sense. They want it to happen. Why? This is a feature of Marxism. You see this in Venezuela, right? What do we just offer? $50 million reward for Maduro? Why? He is a cartel head and drug trafficker. Wherever you have Marxism, you have actual crime, criminal cartels, and you cannot tell the party from the crime syndicate. They commit actual crimes, not just political crimes or stealing elections, actual crimes. They profit from crime. The Democrat Party is striving for this model. Here's Judge Jeanine Pirro with some more on that part, how this system was rigged to put the illegal immigrants and the gangs in control in D.C.
Here's the problem. Older than 17 years old, I can get the case. If they're under 18 years of age, I can only get the case if it's murder, rob one, rape, even if they shoot a gun but don't kill you, I can't get it. So the law has to be changed. All right. Then even assuming I get the case, I get jurisdiction, I get a conviction, the D.C. Council has given the judges the ability to give probation on shootings. And so then it's up to them. All of these things, the Youth Rehabilitation Incarceration Reduction Act, and now they want to seal records. So if we work hard, we get a conviction, they want to wipe it out. So that needs all to be changed.
Why would you do that? Why would you give them D.C. Council? Probation for shootings. It's on purpose. Because they are inching us to what it is in Venezuela. You get rid of the police, or you sort of tamp down their power. You confiscate the guns, which happened in Venezuela. I'm telling you, this is Democrats' model. You confiscate the guns. 2 years later, you redistribute them to party loyalists who all happen to be crime members, criminals, with Trende Aragua. And then, in the final coup de grace, what do you do? Well, you're Maduro. You only get 30% of the vote. You lost, buddy. But you assume office anyway. And when the people come out to protest, guess who's on the motorbikes shooting them with guns? Those guns you redistributed? Why, it's Trende Aragua. Can the police do anything? No, they've been neutered. That's why they want depolicing. They intend to use these gangs as police. Folks, study the Venezuelan model. It is incredible. And folks, let me make one more point to you here, because I'm going to tie it all in. I did this yesterday. Maduro, why do we have a $50 million bounty on him, the largest ever? Not bounty. We don't know. Well, here's the thing. I said that wrong. It's not a bounty. It's a reward. We could put a bounty on him. Trump is talking about droning all these cartel members, you know, all that. He's not talking about droning Maduro. Why? We want him. We want him alive. That is the purpose of the 50. We don't want the rest of them alive. We don't care. We'll drone them all day long. Pentagon's going to do it. It's going to be shock and awe. We want Maduro alive. Why? Because Maduro gave that speech. Do not forget this. Look up that speech where he said to Trump, I am sorry, I did not want to send my most valued Trende Aragua leaders to you in your country, but Biden made me, and the FBI helped move them through safe houses in Colombia. And Maduro even says to Trump, check the safe houses in Colombia. Check your documents. You will find the FBI moving them through Colombia. This is on purpose. That's why they're depolicing. They intend to replace the police with gangs they, wink, wink, nod, nod, control. Trump gets it. This is literally a war. We are fighting a Marxist guerrilla civil war takeover of these Democrat cities. It's got to stop now. Trump gets it. Thank God. That's what he's doing. This is not soft on crime. Don't say those words. This is something else, guys. Folks, I can't tell you what a game changer this is. EJ Antoni's been a frequent guest on this show in the past. With the Heritage Foundation, absolute genius. Retweet him all the time. In fact, I'm going to miss his tweets. Now going ahead, the Bureau of Labor Statistics. He's a PhD, so he's actually Dr. EJ Antoni. Absolutely qualified to do this. What does this mean? They aren't going to, the big shiny shoes hedge funds, the Wall Street power brokers, they'll never mention this. They're not going to tell you this, but inside their boardrooms, from here to Bangkok, a sigh of relief is being breathed. Because you know what? Now, investors are going to actually know what the financial state of America is. For better or for worse, it doesn't matter. With EJ Antoni in charge, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, for the first time in years, the world's investors will know that America's economic numbers are real. And not just another hoax designed to elect Democrats and hide the destruction their political policies cause. They're never going to admit this. They won't say it out loud because he's a conservative. But you can trust him. He will tell you if the numbers are not good. We haven't had that for a long time. Folks, we have countries all over the world. Russia is one of them. With unbelievable natural resources. Russia's economy could boom if it was a truly free country. Why doesn't anybody invest there? Because nobody trusts the stats. Nobody believes them. They shouldn't. They're inflated and fake. Our country had become the same way. Nobody understands this better than my other favorite economist, Peter St. Onge. This is him right after November. Now, right after the election, when the Biden administration started admitting something profound. Now, think about this for a minute, okay? You're an investor. Jobs, and you're a Bangkok investor. You're in Qatar. You're in, I don't know, pick a country. You don't give a darn about Republican versus Democrat. You don't care. You just want the numbers. That because you, if you got the numbers, you can tell if you want to invest. And you watch this mess. Oh, 800,000 jobs. We're sorry. We might have overestimated it. What do you know? If Democrats are in charge, you cannot believe the stats. And you have learned, if you're a world investor, that these agencies are as weaponized, or were as weaponized, or still are, anything the FBI's got going, full of liberals whose only job is to make the Democrats look good and Republicans look bad. You don't care. You're in Bangkok. You just want to invest. And you can't. It was going to kill us. I've been warning about this for a long time. It is a huge problem. Now, remember how it went with the Democrats. What did they argue? They said, well, every other number is horrible. We're at 9% inflation. We've got stagnation. We've doubled the price of the average middle class home and annihilated the real estate market. Yeah, the entire thing. But, you know, jobs. We got a lot of jobs. Look at us, job creators. The whole thing was a lie. It was the only bright spot in their economic numbers, and it was a lie. What do you do as an investor? You go, you know what? This is too much for me. I'm going to go invest somewhere else. It's too much. This audio really brilliantly lays out the problem. So, economist Peter St. Onge, and it's from right after the election when they began telling the truth about the jobs massacre. Folks, it was so bad. One quarter during the Biden administration, we didn't even create any jobs. You know what that is? I got a word for it. Jobs apocalypse. That is a disaster. So they just made some up.
Now that the election is over, Joe Biden's minions are letting the terrifying economic data out of his statistical gimp box. Last week, the Philly Fed flagged yet another massive jobs revision, estimating in a new study that jobs actually fell in Q2 of this year, so that's April to June. That contrasts with official numbers claiming 653,000 jobs were created in those very same 3 months. In other words, we could be looking at another massive revision, possibly 700,000 in fake jobs, brought to you by the finest statisticians government money can buy.
And?
Note, this is on top of the BLS revision last August that erased 818,000 imaginary jobs between March of 23 and March of this year. That revision wiped out 115,000 imaginary manufacturing jobs, 129,000 in retail, 150,000 in restaurants and hotels, and 358,000 professional jobs. In fact, just about the only category that was not revised down was government workers. Put it together and we could be looking at 1.5 million imaginary jobs magic the way. Note that's not including the past 6 months, which could bring it to well over 2 million.
Again, that audio is from November. That's how bad it was. Okay, here's the problem. We're in a hostage situation. Republican leadership's gone rogue. And I warned you about this last week. I am big, livid, mad. They're holding up all of Trump's appointments right now. In fact, they're gaveling the Senate back in session every 4 days to keep him from making recess appointments. We could send EJ and Tony back in there, assure the world's investors, get a big flow of cash into this country. But not Democrats. Republican leadership is holding it up and pretending it's the Democrats. He won't approve these nominees. That's a lie. Trump could have EJ and Tony in office tomorrow with a pocket appointment. But who won't let him? John Thune. That's who. Leader of the Senate, GOP leader. Why? What is John Thune doing? He's acting as a terrorist, a hostage taker. He wants Trump to stop sending rescission packages, i.e. hundreds of billions of dollars of cuts, or none of his nominees get through. And what does that do? That leaves the current guy in place. Remember, Trump fired the woman who was lying. The guy he had, who now is next up, is even worse. He was an economic advisor for Biden. So he can't even get EJ and Tony in the building because Republicans are holding things up. Evil, evil, evil Republican leadership. I am so sick of these guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account.
Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This issue directly impacts the functioning of the federal government and is a threat to America. Really, it's a threat to our country. Today, we're declaring public safety emergency in the District of Columbia, and Attorney General Pam Bondi, who's fantastic, is taking command of the Metropolitan Police Department as of this moment. And I'll be making the appropriate notifications to Congress and to the mayor, our new DEA administrator, who's one of the top in the country. He better be Terry. If you're not, I'm going to get rid of you so fast. Terry Cole. And you'll be designated as the interim federal commissioner of the Metropolitan Police Department. Okay? And you run them tough. They're good. You have a lot of good people. You also have people that shouldn't be there. They got in there because of woke. But you have a lot of great police. And those people are the ones that want to help you.
Donald Trump going to war against the third worldification of America's cities, major cities, all of them controlled by Democrats. Third worldification goes hand in hand with Marxism. And it looks something like this.
The murder rate in Washington today is higher than that of Bogota, Colombia, Mexico City, some of the places that you hear about as being the worst places on earth. Much higher. This is much higher. The number of car thefts has doubled over the past 5 years, and the number of carjackings has more than tripled. Murders in 2023 reached the highest rate probably ever. They say 25 years, but they don't know what that means because it just goes back 25 years. Can't be worse.
Well, Democrats came out and said, no, we want our criminals to continue to roam free. That's why we classified, the D.C. Council deliberately classified, and they passed a law that says this, if you're 20 and under, they treat you like a juvenile, which is almost no crime consequences. Why? They knew the gangs would move in. They wanted it that way. Why? Because the Democrat Party is merging with these gangs for profit at every single level. That is why they are pushing out the police and bringing in the gangs. It's a Venezuela-style model. Americans never seen it, so we don't know what it is. We just call it soft on crime. It's not that. It's Marxism, where criminals become a respected class. And in Marxist societies, the leadership always merges with the crime gangs to commit actual crimes. You see this with Maduro, who we're going after right now, the head of Venezuela, not just because he's a bad guy and a thug, literally for laundering money and sending a lot of drugs into this country. He's a cartel leader, but also the leader of the Socialist Party, becomes indistinguishable. What do I tell you all the time with Marxism? That at a certain point, all the lies they tell, oh, we're going to help the little guy. We'll punish the big guy. We'll punish the rich guy. We'll punish the capitalist. And we'll redistribute. Well, it doesn't work. We'll depolice. We'll do all these things. It's going to be wonderful. It doesn't work. And so you cannot have Marxist policies like the Democrats are adopting in all of these cities without two things. And I tell you all of the time. What are those two things? Censorship. You got to censor the outcome. Can't have people realizing what you promised is not happening. and that degeneration is. So Marxism, but what else? Lies. The censorship of the truth and the filling of the space with the lies. In other words, what the FBI was doing on Twitter. Look at what is happening in D.C. as they depolice, I played you that audio earlier, as they change the rules to let the gangs run wild and to empower them, they've got to cover up what they're doing. They've got to cover up that their policies don't work. And so the lies become massive, all-encompassing and institutional. Don't miss this example. Okay, the liberal media was lying, because that's what they do, saying, well, you know, crime in D.C. is like down, it's like at a 30-year low, and everything is great here. It really is NBC News 4. With the level of the lie that the Democrats have had to go to cover up in D.C. that their policies not only don't work, but are a disaster. This is NBC 4 News, a local television news affiliate.
A D.C. police commander is under investigation for allegedly making changes to crime statistics in his district. Tonight, the police department confirms Michael Pulliam was placed on paid administrative leave in mid-May, a move that came just a week after Pulliam filed an equal opportunity complaint against an assistant chief.
This is mind-blowing.
And the police union accused the department of deliberately falsifying crime data. News 4's Paul Wagner has the story.
Well, hi there. The D.C. Police Union is putting its allegations on the record tonight, claiming police supervisors in the department are manipulating crime data to make it appear violent crime has fallen considerably when compared to last year. As of today, according to the D.C. Police website, crime is down 25%. A decrease the chairman of the police union calls preposterous. The union's allegations come as the former commander of the 3rd District stands accused of doing what the union says is being done day in and day out. Chairman Greg Pemberton laid it all on the table.
When our members respond to the scene of a felony offense where there is a victim reporting that a felony occurred, inevitably there will be a lieutenant or a captain that will show up on that scene and direct those members to take a report for a lesser offense. So instead of taking a report for a shooting or a stabbing or a carjacking, they will order that officer to take a report for a theft or an injured person to the hospital or a felony assault, which is not the same type of classification. When management officials are directing officers to take reports for felony assault, or if they're going back into police databases and changing offenses to felony assault is not a category of crime that's listed on the department's daily crime stats. It's also not something that's a requirement of the FBI's Uniform Crime Reporting Program. So by changing criminal offenses from, for example, ADW bat or ADW gun to felony assault, that would avoid both the MPD and the FBI from reporting that as a Part 1 or a felony offense.
Pemberton says the union has been gathering evidence for some time now by looking at reports and talking with officers all over the city.
What we've heard?
So you hear this. Every major crime scene, captain, high-ranking official shows up to make sure, hey, is it a murder? Yeah, how about an assault? Which code that is an assault? Attempted murder? It's an assault. They covered them all up this way. By the way, you know what? DC claimed that before this year, last year, they claimed a 35% decrease in crime. He says that's preposterous. I guarantee you this is going on in every Democrat city. Why? This is Banana Republic stuff, where the government has to tell increasingly bizarre lies to cover up that Marxist, socialist, Democrat policies do not work, left-wing policies don't work, and this is why at the top level you have to go to censorship. I mean, because there's no other way to cover up. Until it's just too late and the people lose control. Trump's trying to keep that from happening. But this is a prime example of what I tell you all the time. They know their own policies don't work, and they need a bigger and bigger and bigger lie to cover it up. So when the media says, why is Trump doing this? I mean, they have like, I don't know, 300-year low in violent crime in D.C. Okay. That's just the Democrats. Lying again.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.